There have been calls for President-elect Joe Biden to cancel student loan debts, partially or completely. Biden proposed $10,000 of federal loan forgiveness while on the campaign trail and supported legislation in the U.S. House to do that. And Democratic Senators Chuck Schumer and Elizabeth Warren are pushing a plan that would wipe out as much as $50,000 of student debt per student. Schumer said Biden could use his executive power to do that. And last week, a group of nearly 250 nonprofit and community organizations urged Biden to take action on student loans on his first day in office. Supporters say wiping out that debt would help stimulate the economy. Critics question that and say it would unfairly and disproportionately benefit people with higher incomes. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Do you want to see the incoming Biden administration and or Congress work to forgive some student loan debt or not? If you're still paying for college yourself, what would having that bill waived or cut down mean to you? If you've paid off your loans, how does this idea sit with you? And what questions do you have about how this would all work? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or email ideas@WPR.org. You can tweet us at Central Time WPR. Danielle Douglas-Gabriel covers the economics of education for The Washington Post. Danielle, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
We've heard ideas of student loan forgiveness, partial or total, floating around for a while now. Does it seem to be taking on, I guess, a new life, new urgency with the incoming Biden administration?
It does, because the president-elect has reiterated a few times that student loan forgiveness would be a part of his economic recovery plan. Now, he hasn't been specific as to whether he'd take executive action or try to work with Congress to broker a deal. But this is the first time we have seen that this proposal reach this level.
Can you talk about some of the different ideas floating around there? I kind of summarized a couple of them from President-elect Biden, from Democratic senators. What's the range of ideas people are talking about out there?
So we have the $10,000 idea, which has actually came in two forms on the Biden for the Biden campaign. There was $10,000 in emergency relief that would be completely tied to the coronavirus relief and recovery. Then there would be a different separate tranche of $10,000 relief for borrowers who earn under $125,000, attended a public college or university, or I believe a HBCU or minority serving institution. That's a separate thing, and that would definitely need to go through Congress, though the relief portion of Biden's plan could potentially be done through executive action, similar to what the Department of Education used, that the authority they used in order to suspend interest on student loans since the beginning of the crisis. The other plan, which Chuck Schumer and Elizabeth Warren have been promoting, would be $50,000 worth of student loan forgiveness, which would be a pretty significant lift. It would be about $1 trillion worth of forgiveness under that plan, but it would certainly take care of a large portion of the 44 million people who owe student debt.
What's been the argument from supporters of these ideas when it comes to stimulating the economy?
So the idea of having that forgiveness, I guess folks are figuring that you could redirect the money that people would be paying per month on their student loans to participating in the economy, whether that means saving more money towards buying a house or purchasing a car or being able to just buy various items that you probably would put off if you are having to pay $200 a month on your student loans. I think probably the argument that has gained the most traction is the idea that about a third of the folks who owe on their loans owe less than $10,000. And the largest percent of people who are in default on their loans are people who have less than $10,000 and have some among the lowest incomes. So $10,000 of forgiveness would really help the folks who are most at risk of falling further down the financial trouble.
That's been one of the arguments against this, Danielle, that, okay, if you have a plan that targets people who went to college, you are, in effect, redistributing money to wealthier people, people who thought they could afford college in the first place. But it sounds like you're saying there's at least a section of people who would be affected by this who are not in those higher income categories.
Definitely. I mean, there are a lot of people who have college debt but did not complete their degree. They had to drop out. Oftentimes it's because they didn't have the money to complete and they started to worry about the debt that they were taking on. And they made that decision. That's a fairly significant portion. There are also people who are senior citizens. I've spoken to quite a few lately who went back to get degrees in order to sharpen their skills, ended up having to take out more debt than they had intended on, and do not see a pathway to paying that money off before they die.
Talking to Danielle Douglas-Gabriel from The Washington Post, looking at some calls for the incoming Biden administration to forgive some student loan debt. The amounts vary depending on who you're talking to. You can join in with your thoughts on this idea at 800-642-1234. Now, with the idea of this going through Congress, Danielle, one big question mark is who's going to control the Senate after Georgia elections? Have Republicans, especially in the Senate, been open to any of these ideas so far?
Not so far. Debt forgiveness is not high on their list. Some other ideas have come up, potentially increasing income-driven repayment plans that allow you to pay a percentage of your income towards your student loans. And that has received positive attention within the Republican Party. So has potential consolidations of some of the repayment plans, but outright student debt forgiveness is not a popular idea.
Let's bring on a caller now. Nancy is with us in Appleton. Nancy, hi.
Hi. I just wanted to mention when I was in eighth grade, my dad broke apart or showed me this piggy bank, and there were five children in my family. And he said, a fifth of this is yours. And it was a small piggy bank. I still have it to this day. And he said, this is your start to your student, you know, to your college fund, but you're going to have to somehow get some money. You're going to have to work. You're going to have to get good grades to try to get some scholarships to go. And that was what we did. And I put myself through, my husband did as well. We did have some loans. I realized today that college is, I believe it's much more expensive, relatively speaking, than it was for me. And even than it was for my children, who are 40 and 42, who had some student, neither one of them had student loan, but both their spouses did. So I'm open to student loan somewhat being forgiven. But my question has always been, have kids been guided as much to start planning early for this and participating in a way to help pay for their education? Have they been doing some part-time work in the summers or when they're not maybe in sports, or has the family?
Gotcha, Nancy. That's a common thing I think people bring up, Danielle. If we're forgiving loan debt now, are we, I guess, excusing not planning enough in advance, given, as Nancy says, college costs a lot more than it did 20, 40, 50 years ago?
Certainly. And I think that the caller makes a good point about what kind of skin in the game will students have. But I would like to note that there are a number of students who are working part-time while they're attending college, and some cases full-time while they're attending college. So it's not that they are not participating in this, and there are families that have saved. But honestly, the cost of college is more than many Americans, middle-income Americans, can really plan for. And I think the kind of pressure point is the cost of public education has increased so much. And that was supposed to be the affordable option for a lot of American families. And it's becoming less so as states decide to provide less and less appropriations to a lot of their flagship regionals and community colleges.
Thanks for that call. We're talking about recent calls on President-elect Biden to cancel large portions of federal student loan debt. Danielle Douglas-Gabriel is our guest. She covers the economics of education at The Washington Post. You can join in with your thoughts and questions at 800-642-1234. Do you support wiping out at least some student loan debt or not? Are you still paying off your loans? How does that affect your ability to spend elsewhere? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or tweet us at Central Time WPR. We'll continue the conversation coming up on Central Time. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. We're picking up our conversation on whether President-elect Biden could and or should wipe out some federal student loan debt. He's proposed forgiving up to $10,000 per person. Some Democratic senators say, hey, how about $50,000? You can join in with your thoughts at 800-642-1234. Is this an idea worth considering? How would it affect you, if at all? 800-642-1234 is the number to call. Danielle Douglas-Gabriel stays with us. She covers the economics of education for The Washington Post. Let's go back to your calls now. Let's go to Michael with us in Madison. Michael, hi.
How you doing? Thanks for taking my call. You're asked how would it affect me. I'm a parent of a student with a good deal of student debt, and it would affect me by allowing me to sleep at night. Mm. Knowing that these young people, and I've talked to many of them, and many of them are in the same boat, they go to school, they take out these student loans, and they spiral out of control. First problem with these student loans is the interest rates that they're getting on them. If you bought, your education is long term, and that's similar to buying a home. Yet the interest rates that are given on these loans are not anywhere close to what they could be for a similar type of expenditure. Perhaps framing this as straight up loan forgiveness might be a mistake because it sounds like a handout. People don't like that. However, I would think framing it as a way for young people to rejoin the consumer markets and to make these movements forward that they need to was good for everybody. I turn on the TV. I see people who may get into business debt with the IRS because they didn't pay their employee taxes or something like that. They have ways of negotiating and getting out of this debt, not getting out of it, but negotiating some sort of fair resolution to it. Same with consumer spending with a credit card or a Kohl's card, something like that.
Michael, thanks a lot for calling in. Michael pointed toward, among other things, a couple of front-end things, the interest rates and the inability in many ways to, in many cases, to refinance or renegotiate those interest rates over time. Are people talking about that, Danielle?
Definitely. I mean, the interest rates on federal student loans are pretty low right now for undergraduates. However, graduate loans as well as Parent Plus loans are pretty high, higher than what you would probably pay on a mortgage right now. And there's origination fees attached to that. There have been policy discussions about potentially getting rid of the origination fees in order to save families some money. So that is something that we could possibly see as a policy prescription coming into the new year in Congress. And there is also discussion about allowing students to refinance their federal student loans. Now, you can refinance your federal student loans into a private loan for a lower interest rate, but in doing so, you lose a lot of the consumer benefits that federal student loans provide.
Thanks for that call. We'll go to Jenny now in La Crosse. Jenny, hello.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I do have a lot to say and not a lot of time, but I'm an educator for the last 25 years and currently just received my master's degree, and I do have quite a bit of debt along with that. And my son's going to be heading off to college. And so, you know, is this topic worth talking about? Definitely. It would directly impact me to have some of my loans forgiven. I do work a second job along with teaching, so you know, just having some of my loans forgiven and knowing that I can definitely put that back into the economy is super important to me. And I look ahead. My kids work, both of them part-time. They're applying for scholarships, but we all know that their college, public school, you know, tuition is going to be triple, if not quadruple, what I paid 25 years ago. So I think it's an amazing idea, and I did like what the last caller said about, you know, when you phrase it as, you know, forgiveness, it does look like a handout, but it's not. I mean, the income that I make and, you know, on top of the student loans that I currently have, it just would be super helpful for my family in a nutshell.
Jenny, thanks a lot for the call. What do you think, Danielle, about Jenny's story?
I think that's very common, at least in my experience in my reporting, to find a lot of families where parents are still paying down some of their loans while preparing to send their children away to college. And even with a very strategic look of scholarships and working some, it's just an astronomical expense for a lot of people even folks who would consider themselves to be solidly middle class, it is a heavy lift and a heavy burden. I think one of the things that's important to note that in these discussions about student debt forgiveness, at least coming from the Biden camp, there is discussions about how to make college more affordable. And a lot of that includes tuition-free public college, larger investments in schools to allow for them to hold the line of tuition, lower tuition, or make it more affordable for everyone. But primarily targeted towards folks who are making under $125,000.
Thanks again for that call. We heard from Joseph on Twitter who says, please have your guest address the income tax implications of student loan forgiveness and whether Congress plans on forgiving the taxes related to loan forgiveness. That's something I think you tackled in one of your recent pieces.
Yeah, so there's a bit of debate as to how whether or not forgiveness would be taxable. It depends on how it's done, from what I've heard from certain tax policy experts. If it is done as emergency or disaster relief, there is a possibility that that would not be considered a taxable expense in that instance based on our tax code. However, if it is done through Congress, through that $125,000 means tested path that I discussed earlier, then there would be a tax implication there, which is currently the situation for people who are in income-driven repayment plans, which offers forgiveness after 20 or 25 years of on-time payments. Whatever debt is left over that would be forgiven is considered taxable income. So that is something that the incoming administration and members of Congress would have to figure out if they are serious about having that be on the table through any kind of legislation.
In our last minute or so, Danielle, what are you going to be watching for over the couple months between now and the Biden presidency?
There are a couple of things. I mean, certainly the cancellation of debt is a big issue for a lot of people, particularly those who actually have the debt. And then the other thing is that, you know, for the last 9 months or so, there's been a moratorium on student loan payments and also the collection of defaulted debt and wage garnishments and all those sorts of things. That ends on December 31st. The current administration has given no indication that they're going to extend it past that date. And the prospects of having that system turn back on, even if the Biden administration turns it right back off 3 or 4 weeks later, is still really disruptive and confusing for a lot of people who are trying to remain current on their loans, as well as those who are faced with the potential of having their wages garnished. So I'm very much interested in seeing how that plays out with the hopes that it doesn't bring any more harm to families who are already hurting.
Danielle, we'll leave it there. Thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Danielle Douglas-Gabriel covers the economics of education for The Washington Post. We talked to her today about the growing pressure on President-elect Biden to forgive at least some federal student loan debt.